Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with Intuitive Spiritual Life Coach Ulrika Sullivan starts right now. Welcome. Welcome to New Light Living Podcast. See your life in a new light. I'm your host, Ulrika Sullivan, and I'm an intuitive spiritual life coach. For those of you who are new to this podcast, I'm so happy you found it. We're in a time now when we're invited to see a new reality and come closer to who we really are. We're invited to find our ways in a completely new ways, and that is available to us right now. In this show, I share real-world tools that you can start using right away to see your life in a new light. Now is the time. The topic I'm bringing to you today is so relevant because some of you really suffer right now mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally because we're in the midst of a whirlwind of events right now in April 2020 when this show is recorded. You or people that you talk to may prefer to focus on the negative right now. And that's very understandable. And it may be very easy to think that that is your reality and it can't be turned around. It's very easy to think like that. My reality is my reality, right? So the question becomes, does positive self-talk really work? And how to turn your reality around in a second. I will show you some tools that has the power to turn around your reality if you allow it to, if your soul is willing to. And yes, that last part is hugely important, and I'll get back to that in a minute. But what is this new reality that we're stepping into? Some of you listening right now may feel quite uneasy and worried at this time, and that may be an understatement. Some of you may feel excitement and completely calmness as we go through this and the rest of the year and years to come. What is your reality right now? One thing is for sure, that life is going to look very different for each of us moving forward. It's going to feel different for each of us. And most of all, it's going to require something different from us at this time than what we've ever experienced before. And these times are going to give you an opportunity to ask yourself some deep questions. And if you're listening to this, you're here for a reason and you are ready for it. Who are you as an individual part of this global Earth family? And what are you here to do? What is your unique expression? And you can look at that as an expression of your talent, not necessarily as a skill that is learned, but an innate talent that you were given and that comes to you naturally. That's exactly what I help people with as a coach, to find that innate talent, that inner passion. And I help you to go deeper and peel away the layers of past conditioning to help you increase your self-awareness so that you can discover who you really are, feel more empowered, and showing you that you can trust yourself in a whole new way. I'm helping you to connect with your true self and your intuition to strengthen that inner guidance system that's going to be so important now and bring out your true talents that you have, that you already have, that may not have been as visible to you or others previously. So now let's back up a bit because you may think, what do you mean? You can't change your reality. It is what it is. And you may think to yourself that I am the way I am. and trying to talk to yourself positively and reframing stuff isn't going to work for me or help me. I can change what I'm thinking. So all of those kind of things you may be thinking to yourself or may run through your mind. If there is any part of yourself that agreed with this way of relating to yourself, that there's the only one way of relating to things, and that's how you're always related to situations and people, I'm here to challenge that belief systems today. Because you're not your thoughts. Sounds strange, right? How come we're not our thoughts? Well, just because we have trained our mind for our whole life in one way doesn't mean that we can't train it in a different way, right? And the big question here for you is not if you can turn your negative self-talk into positive self-talk. It's if you are willing to do that. Big difference, right? Because here's the thing. Let me know if you recognize this type of inner dynamic within yourself. Most of our lives, we're made to believe that if we beat ourselves up with our self-talk, push ourselves in ways we really don't want to go, but we talk ourselves into it, right? Or we secretly compare ourselves to what others have that are seemingly more successful than ourselves. And we find out that we never have enough anyway. We use that negative self-talk that is a result of the pushing and the comparing to motivate and it creates this train of thought that the mind is creating to motivate ourselves to push ahead no matter what, right? I'm sure you can recall some situations where you're kicking yourself on the inside and trying to motivate yourself to do something that you not really want to do. And by doing that, we convince ourselves at the end of the day that we're not enough, and the list goes on, right? So what if we took all of that negative self-talk that goes in our minds daily and replaced it with positive self-talk? What would happen? Because the only way to find this out is to try it. But how? Well, again, the biggest question is, and this is going to take some soul searching and honesty from you, are you truly willing to objectively look at the thoughts that go in your mind or go through your mind on a daily basis? Turning your reality around and experience another perspective does take work, and it does take courage. Why? Because your negative self-talk will immediately start to convince you that it's not possible to experience life differently from how you currently experience it right now. So let's go a little deeper with this. All right, how would the practice of replacing negative self-talk with positive self-talk benefit you? Think about that. How would the practice of replacing that negative self-talk with positive self-talk benefit you? What would be the good thing coming out of that? And only you can answer that question for you. But personally, I did not want to change for the longest time. I confess that. I'll be totally transparent. I did not want to change at all. I took it as an offense when someone pointed out to me how negative I was, how negative I used to be. How dare they offend me like that? That was like the first thought and feeling that came up for me. I could feel my body tensing up as soon as someone was scratching my surface, because I wanted to be right. I wanted to be right all the time. And how I perceived the world was the right way to perceive it. And in hindsight here, I really felt offended because I wanted to stay within my little negative comfort zone where everyone else was to blame for my misery. And your experience may be completely different. Or it could be very similar to this if you're taking an honest look at what is going through your mind. Because the bottom line is, I didn't believe I could experience my life differently than the way I always had. I wasn't able to look at myself and my thoughts objectively and say, no, my mind is making up things again. And I'm seeing it. I'm seeing how my mind is making up the story. So here's an example to give you an idea of what I mean. Let's say negative self-talk might sound like this. Oh, I can't get anything done. I'm just dragging my feet and I'm so behind. Another day is gone. Why can't I have what I want? I'm such a loser. While an example of positive self-talk might be, I'm right where I need to be. I surrender to the universe and I learn from my resistance. There is a solution bigger than I can figure out myself. I trust that I will be given what I'm ready for and I will have the support I need. So that was an example of positive self-talk. In the past, I didn't know how to turn this negative self-talk around, but I do know that now. I know now that my true self is this endless positive self-talk that only wants good, that only wants good for myself and everyone else too. And I know now that this positive self-talk, this endless stream of love and positivity is also equal to when I feel good. Talk about a benefit that can't be ignored, right? However, replacing all the negative self-talk and inviting this positive self-talk instead is going to someone sometimes feel uncomfortable. So that's pretty counteractive, right? Isn't it? Well, the thing is here that if you're used to allowing your mind to make up negative self-talk, it's going to feel very comfortable to do so because that's maybe what has been going on for, you know, decades or a lifetime even. So anything we've done repeatedly over a long time, it feels comfortable, even if it's not good for us. And the positive self-talk is going to feel uncomfortable and weird, almost like it's too good to be true to telling yourself those kind of things. But if you're willing to be uncomfortable, it's possible to rewire your thought pattern from a negative one to a positive one. Are you in? Do you want to try this? Let's replace the negative self-talk and make room for positive self-talk. And watch the calm and flow rule your world. Want to try that? So here are some tips that you can try. These practices that I will be going over next has the power. They all have the power to turn your reality around in a second, if you're willing and you allow it to be. So the first tip here and the steps, the practice that I'd like to share first, which is really the first part of becoming self-aware. Because it really is the most important practice of all, and it's to start observing your thoughts. And this might sound strange, right? And yes, uncomfortable, but trust me, try this and you'll soon realize, is this really how I'm thinking? Wow, it might be a huge realization. So what I recommend here is to start small with this, because witnessing your own thoughts is something that we don't walk around doing all day, right? So it's going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to feel new. And I usually recommend to pick a specific time during your day, let's say 30 minutes, to begin with. And during that particular time, you set an intention to observe your thoughts. And it's like watching yourself from the outside and being 100% aware of what goes through your mind and what you're actually honestly thinking on the inside. And the power of this is that, let's say you're allowing yourself 30 minutes to really be that fully present. That is a good start, right? But what I'd like you to do after those 30 minutes is to write down what you observed. Write it down in your journal or a piece of paper, or get a journal and start doing this. Because the realization that negative self-talk that comes out actually exists within our mind. And when we realize that, it's a game changer. So many people don't even realize that this very fundamental practice of observation brings us right to the present moment, but it also brings us to objectivity. Because what we do with our negative self-talk is that we judge ourselves. But when we observe it and bring it to a neutral state, it brings us that objectivity instead. All right, so that might be a very powerful practice for you to start with. Now, next, I'd like you to move on to probably the hardest part of all. And it definitely is the hardest part of this practice, these steps that I'm going to share with you today. And that is to accept your thoughts just the way they are. And that also the acceptance of realizing how these negative self-talk has impacted your life thus far. Because what you find out when you observe yourself and your thoughts may surprise you a lot. And a lot of shame and guilt is in the negative self-talk. The negative self-talk is the protection we put around the shame and the guilt so that we don't have to feel those feelings. Because it's easier to talk down to ourselves, or even more often about talk down about somebody else, than have to experience that feeling that goes with it, that causes this pain. So now what I'd like you to do is to step into the energy of acceptance. Acceptance of all the thoughts that you're having, both the positive ones and the negative ones. Because when you do that, when you step into the energy of acceptance, you stop upholding that wall of protection around the negative thoughts that have become so familiar to you. A way you can mindfully accept yourself is to say to yourself, I completely accept and love myself. I completely accept and love myself. And say this mindfully, intentionally, multiple times a day, and feel it. Feel those words with your heart, not with your mind, but with your heart. You might even want to put your hand on your heart and say these words, I completely accept and love myself. So, so important. Because this is going to lead you to our next step in this process. And that is, once we turn negative self-talk into positive self-talk, that positive self-talk is really gratitude in new clothes. Because we often think that gratitude is always something we are thankful for. On the outside, maybe you're thankful for, when you've been thinking of gratitude in the past, it might be for somebody else, that you're grateful for somebody else or something else outside. You're thankful and grateful for everything you have, right, on the outside. But true gratitude, however, starts from within. So the gratitude that you start to feel for yourself when you practice positive self-talk mindfully, those are feelings that generates within you, the feelings of gratitude, and they start with that mindful positive self-talk to yourself. because it's almost impossible to maintain negative self-talk while you're expressing gratitude. And this is why it's so important to start with gratitude for yourself first. And then you can share your gratitude and feelings of gratitude with others. I call positive self-talk inner self-care. And it's so important. So notice when you start to replace those negative self-talks about yourself, when you talk down to yourself with uplifting energy of positive self-talk, gratitude comes into play as well. Gratitude for yourself, gratitude for who you are. And to help you with this, the fourth step in all of this is really to bring it into your reality and your day to day. And one of the things are really, you know, powerful is to use affirmations. And I'll give you a little tips here on how to use affirmations of positive self-talk, because it really can help you U-turn your reality, your perception of your reality in a second. And if affirmation can help you do that when you need it. So if you keep observing your thoughts, you'll notice that negative self-talk is not going to disappear, but you can choose to pivot. You can choose to pivot from a negative thought to a positive thought quickly. You can do it in a second. And I often use affirmations in different forms. They come out in different forms for me. So the important part is to connect with affirmations or find them that really connect with you on the inside. And affirmations either in the form of an app that you can use or a card deck, that is a great way to reach for a U-turn of your thoughts when you come across a situation where your negative thoughts are taking over and you really would be better served by some positive self-talk. So if you use a card deck, which I do often on a daily basis, I'm going to share with you, I actually have a card deck with affirmations in my powder room here on the bottom floor of our house. And every time I go in the bathroom, maybe wash my hands, you know, these days it's like every so often, right, multiple times a day, I grab a card and on there is a message for me that I need in this moment. And it is such a powerful way to turn any kind of feelings or thoughts of negativity into a positive thought and lesson. So grab a card from a deck that you feel drawn to and dive into the essence of that message in the moment. Because often the message is right what you need to hear at that moment. And if you feel resistance to what comes up and maybe it triggers something, you know, that makes you feel a little resistant, get curious about it and ask yourself, why? Why do I feel a little kind of something, little resistant to this message, even if it's, you know, something that came up in the moment? Get curious then and ask yourself why. So these four practices, these four steps, tools, whatever you want to call them, are so powerful to help you turn negative self-talk that you may, you know, walk around and have, especially at this time in our lives now. And you can turn that reality, that perception of your reality around in a second. All personal growth starts with getting curious and being willing to turn that into attention inwards instead of constant external surveillance that we're so used to do. So if you have a feeling that your life could be experienced in a different way, the practice of observing your thoughts and noticing if they are negative or positive is a great first start. And maybe you just start deciding today that you're going to observe your thoughts for 30 minutes and then write down what you observe. in an objective way. And then move into that energy of acceptance. I accept my thoughts just the way they are. I accept and love myself just the way I am. I accept and love myself. So, and then the gratitude for yourself, the feelings of gratitude, true gratitude, comes from inside for yourself. And it really is this positive self-talk is gratitude in new clothes. And then use something that really grounds you, such an affirmation, a card deck, an app with affirmations on that you are drawn to make that U-turn from negative to positive in the moment when you need it. So there you go. This is a great practice to try. And the question is, as I said earlier, are you willing to get uncomfortable and discover and accept your thoughts just the way they are? How can you observe your thoughts today in gratitude? What we've been talking about in this show, and you may have gotten powerful realizations about yourself here in this moment during the show, that we as individuals, we create our own reality. Because your thoughts are not who you are. And you can change your thoughts from a negative thought to a positive thought in a second. And you can go from thoughts that maybe are common right now in terms of lack or scarcity, fear, anything that you find negative, that you observe as negative, and you can turn that around to thoughts of being abundant, thoughts of being getting an opportunity, seeing something in a different way. And you may also feel now having thoughts of hopelessness, and you can turn that around in a second to a thought of hope. Because it is really about changing the perception of your reality, a reality that currently may not serve you well at all any longer. And it's about being willing to see a different reality, see your life in a new light. And that often comes with the willingness to be present with yourself and sometimes uncomfortable with yourself. Because anything new is going to feel a little different, even if it's bringing you to a more supportive place, a more positive place. So watch out for that, that you may feel a little uncomfortable when you're starting to shift this, but that's natural. That's very normal. Once you're truly willing to turn your reality around, you would practice self-observation without judgment, without that negative self-talk, without taking yourself down. And also the realization that anything in the past, in your past, is no longer. Take that in. Anything in your past is no longer. Today is what your life is. And ultimately, it's a choice to pivot from negative to positive, but one cannot do that without self-awareness. So that observation of yourself turning inwards is so important. Thank you for listening to today's show. Now practice noticing when you are getting into this negative self-talk and use these tools to turn your reality around in a second. I have created a free download for you, and it really helps to move your energy. And it's my 7-step guide to protect your energy, because that's really what it starts with. You turning inwards, you paying attention to your energy and putting yourself in that place where you are willing to see your life in a new light. This is New Light Living Podcast, and I'm Ulrika Sullivan. Trust the process. Do the work.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.